following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hi there.
Hi.
Welcome to Wilson Wednesdays and our friend.
The Gummy Bear.
The Gummy Bear. And he is.
He shows up every now and again.
Every once in a while.
After his first message on stage.
We used him as a prop for a message at a Christmas time, I think it was.
Is it?
Yeah. There was a Skit Guys video where they used a blue gummy bear. And I found this on Amazon. Because everything is on Amazon. So this sits in my office and is played by the kids.
Yeah.
With the kids that are in the office that come by. And so this is a treat. So welcome to Wilson Wednesdays. Hello, everybody. So Bethany and I are together on a Wilson Wednesday, which is nice. And we, with our small group, have been going through some material by Gary Chapman, who's the author of The Five Love Languages, which is a phenomenal book. Mm-hmm. If you ever want to deep dive into...
It's foundational for understanding your spouse. And they have The Five Love Languages for kids and teens. And it just really helps you understand how to relate to people where they're coming from. So
yeah, and actually I use it when I talk to couples who come in for counseling. I've used that before. And we use it in our marriage. I think one of the things with those sorts of things is it gives common language to a couple. And so that's a great one to go through, Five Love Languages.
Yeah.
And again, as Bethany said, it's not just for couples. There's various different ones as well.
Yeah.
But we've been doing that with our small group. We've been going through not the Five Love Languages, but a series that Gary Chapman put together. And in this last one, we just discussed... loving when you don't feel like loving. And I think everyone can relate with that there are people that God calls us to love that we oftentimes don't feel like loving. And he took it another step further and talked about love not being an emotion. I think he called it the tingles.
Mm-hmm.
There are times when you have that loving, warm feeling. He called it tingling.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't last forever. There are moments where it may come back, but that loving feeling doesn't last forever. And I would say for those that aren't married or not in a relational type of way, that you don't always feel like loving people. There's not always that feeling. And so he talked about love being a choice.
Mm-hmm. And he talked about the difference between the world's view of love and the biblical view of love. And just said, you know, when you ask people why they want to get married, most of the time it's because we love each other. You know, I have feelings of love towards this person, which is, you know, paramount, like it should be. you should have feelings of love towards a person when you marry them. But then he talks about what is the biblical view of love, that it really is not feeling the description. And since it is the love month, it is February, we're in the middle of February, nearing the end of February, actually.
Getting near the end.
He takes us to 1 Corinthians 13, the definition of love. These are not, let me just read it.
Not feelings.
Yeah. They are actions. They're things that we choose to do. Love, 1 Corinthians 13, starting in verse 4, love is patient or suffers long. It's kind. It does not envy. It does not parade itself. It's not puffed up. It doesn't behave rudely. Does not seek its own. It's not provoked. It thinks no evil. It does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. And just that idea, and he's, you know, that you don't have to have feelings of patience towards somebody to love somebody by saying, well, I don't feel patience towards them. I don't feel kindness towards them. So I'm just not going to do it. Well, the Bible doesn't say love does this when it feels like it. Love does this. The Bible calls us to love one another. And so I have to choose, no matter who it is in my life that is, you know, driving me crazy, or I'm frustrated with, or I'm impatient with, or I don't want to bear another, you know, burden with them or suffer any longer. We choose to say, I am going to show kindness. I don't have to feel kindness inside, but I'm going to start showing kindness in obedience to what the Lord commands me to do. The other awesome, cool thing that Gary Chapman said in the thing that we watched was, I just forgot it. Oh, okay. If God commands it, in his word, if it's a command from the Lord, that means it's not unattainable. If he commands us to do something, he will make a way for us to be able to do it. So for you to say, I just don't love them. Well, you know, the Lord commands us to do this. It's patient. It's kind. It's not self-seeking. And asking the Lord, he says, pray, asking the Lord, saying, thank you, God, that my emotions do not have to control me. Yeah. And then, what was it? A prayer and a practice. Mm-hmm. And then you just do those things, whether you feel like it or not.
That's so good. The idea that if he commands it, if God commands us to forgive, if God commands us, then he actually means for us to do it, and it's not going to be impossible for us to do it. Mm-hmm. And he qualified that. He said it can be really hard. Like, the idea of forgiving someone can be a really difficult thing, or the idea of loving someone who's unlovely, or loving someone who's rude or inconsiderate or impatient or whatever. Those can be really hard things. But they're not impossible because God commands us to do those things. He's provided us a way to do those things. I thought that was one of the biggest parts, I think, for last night for me, was the idea that if God commands it, he's provided a way for us to do it. And it is possible. Yeah. And in fact, when it's hard to love someone who's unlovely, or to be patient with someone when they're not being patient with you or kind to you, there is a strengthening that goes on inside of you, your faith in the Lord, your trust in him. And in other words, it becomes less about you and then more about your reliance upon the Lord. That in those, and you could probably think of one in your life right now, just as we're talking, in those difficult situations, when it feels like it's impossible to do, that's the time of growth, that God is actually growing you in that moment to be what he's called you to be. Mm. And you can't do it on your own. And that's kind of the point. And so you're in the situation. So maybe you're in that right now with someone where you're thinking, I don't know if I can forgive them. I don't know if I can love them. I'm beyond impatient with them. Mm. I think those are the moments God's saying, well, you can do it, Jeff. Mm-hmm. if you choose to follow me and give those things to me, we'll walk through this together and you will grow in that.
And one of my standards as far as doing things that the Lord has called you to do, specifically on forgiveness, is Corrie Ten Boom. When she was imprisoned in concentration camps, her and her sister died in one. And when she had the opportunity to go around and speak all over the world about her experience and what the Lord had done. And at the end of one of her messages, a guard that was in one of the concentration camps that was particularly harsh to her and her sister came forward and asked her for forgiveness. I'm going to cry probably, but came forward to ask her for forgiveness. And she writes and says, like, in my heart, I was so angry. And, but she said, when I reached out my hand, that action of, like, you know, showing that forgiveness, the feelings of forgiveness came. The Holy Spirit worked through that action to bring that forgiveness to her heart. So I always think, if Corrie Ten Boom can reach out a forgiving hand to someone who is extremely harsh physically, to her and her sister, like, can I do that?
Yeah. So. And the answer
is yes.
Is yes.
Through God's power.
Yeah. So. And I would just take us back. So love, patience, these things are choices that we make. Mm-hmm. They're not always easy. Qualify that.
You don't always feel it.
You know, and you're not going to feel it. I mean, you look at the list there, and it's like, be long suffering with someone. It's like there's suffering involved in this, and it's taking a long time, right? There are things that are just counter who we are. And God asks us to be those people. He's called us to those people. It's a choice that we make. So thanks for joining us on Wilson Wednesdays. Be people who honor the Lord, to walk with him, and that God will cause growth in your life because of those choices that you make to honor him. Lord, we just pray for those watching today, and Lord, would you just bless them, and Lord, would you strengthen us, Lord, to be like you, and that's ultimately what we all desire as people who call ourselves disciples or Christ followers. Lord, what we see throughout your life here on earth is long-suffering and patience and kindness and grace and mercy and loving the unlovely. And so, Lord, would you lead us to that? Would you put that deep into us? Lord, we desire that, to be those people that you've called us to be and to honor you with our lives. Would you strengthen us? Amen.
Amen.
Bye, y'all.
Bye, everybody.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that